This is 7AD. Let's talk cricket northwest with Simo from Sheffield. Good morning again, mate.
G'day, DK. How are you going?
I'm okay. How much cricket are we going to get in tomorrow?
it'll be an interesting one with the forecast. But anyways, we'll turn up and we might be playing a lot of cards.
See what happens.
We'll see how we go.
A five-over game. Yeah, maybe at 4 o'clock in the afternoon.
We'll see how it all progresses.
It was a similar situation last week. Well, I know the Ulverston-Devonport game got halved to a 25-over match.
Yep, spot on.
Your game, which was on Sunday, you played a full 50, didn't you?
We played a full 50-over game, yeah, against the Tropes. That was a good effort. So, actually, credit to the Ulverston Cricket Club there, obviously all the band of helpers that, firstly, to get up Saturday's game and get a game on as opposed to just calling it off, and then to back that up the next day after all the rain and the conditions that probably in the lead-up to that weekend, to then have that game be able to be played in a full capacity on the Sunday was a terrific effort. So thanks to the Ulverston Cricket Club for all their efforts last weekend.
Yeah, very good. All right, so we'll start with that game, actually. So off to a win for you guys.
Yeah, it was good to get on the board against the Trobe. We thought we bowled pretty well early. Tristan Weeks batted really well. He made 56, I think, in the end through that middle order, and probably come down to him in the end, sort of getting him in that early 40, I think it was the 40 or 41st over, probably changed the momentum back our way, and we were able to dismiss them for 120, and then vice versa. We didn't do overly well with the bat, but we took some positives away. But Alex King was 41, I think, off about 80 balls, and just sort of anchored the innings, and we were able to get it in sort of 42 overs, which was a good effort for our guys.
Yeah, on the Saturday, Ulverston and Devonport, 25 over game. Basically, Sam Omani from Devonport won the game in the space of one over, pretty much. I think he took 23 off one over, which was basically the difference.
Yeah. And I was about to say, he's probably the difference ultimately in that game overall, making 72, sort of, I'm not sure how many balls it was, maybe 50 or 60 balls, something like that perhaps. But Ulverston were 113 off their sort of allocated overs, and then Devonport came out and chased them four down. But like you said, Sam, I guess was the difference in the end in the result of that game.
Yeah. And the other first grade game was Wynyard and Burnie up at Wynyard, low scoring game as well.
An interesting game of cricket, DK, yeah. Wynyard dismissed for 88. Come out, Burnie were in a world of hurt at 4 for 15, managed to get a partnership going, collapsed again, and scraped home at 9 for 89. So fairly low scoring. They're always the trickiest to chase down too, so it showed true down in Wynyard last weekend. But yeah, Burnie obviously coming away with the chocolates there, but albeit very closely.
Let's go to first grade tomorrow, Greater Northern Cup. So we've got a couple of Launceston teams involved this weekend in our roster. So providing we get cricket, of course, but let's hope we do. So we'll start off with Burnie against Launceston. The Hurricanes actually have to go to the NTCA.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so they're travelling down to Launceston. I think the Coast have... We've got three teams, I think, travelling that way this weekend. Three or four, perhaps, travelling down to Launceston. So Launceston at home against Burnie. Burnie will be no doubt looking to rectify where they went wrong last weekend. Although they won, I'm sure that they're still looking for a fair bit of improvement. Like we've sort of, I guess, worked out in the last week or two, they're probably the measuring stick of the comp. So it'll be interesting to see sort of how they bounce back. Like I said, although they got that win, I'm sure they'll be looking for some improvement. And with Launceston, they were the premiers last year down that way, so they're always coming out to prove themselves again. And I'm sure that they'll be a top two team for this season as well.
Yeah. So you guys, you're home for your first game at home against Riverside tomorrow.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, so Riverside, we've had some really good battles actually against Riverside. Probably the last 3 years, it's been a really tight tussle between us and Riverside. So looking forward to what is to come tomorrow. But we've got a new deck up at Sheffield, looking fine. So albeit the weather, obviously, we'll see how that pans out. But looking forward to getting back out. Our guys are obviously keen to continue on with winning ways after last weekend and keep momentum rolling, and Riverside 2-0, so I've got no doubt that they're on the same path and trying to continue on with their winning way. So hopefully the trend says it's always a good game of cricket, and hopefully it stays that way.
Ulverston at home tomorrow hosting South Launceston. With South Lonnie, if you get Nathan Phillip out, you're in with the show.
Yeah, Nathan's batting pretty well. Round one, I think he hit 99 off 92 straight up off the bat, so he's a class act. So yeah, he comes in around that middle order. They've got Sean Harris as well, probably batting at 3 or 4, so they're all always tough because you've kind of got those couple of wickets, but not too dissimilar to Ulster as well. They've got some key wickets you have to take early, and if you can do that, you can sort of perhaps make some inroads. So I think that'll be a good game of cricket at UCI Oval, and I noticed that Ulster have named a bit of an extended squad, so I'm interested to see what sort of path they take there.
All right, when you're at home against Mowbray, don't know much about Mowbray this season.
In previous years, they probably haven't been too successful, you know, over the last two or three. Having said that, I noticed they've put some competitive scores on the board so far this year. Again, Wynyard last week, dismissed all out for 88, so they're no doubt on the hunt for some improvement out of there, guys.
A case of, for Wynyard, they need Sharman in the middle order to at least get 50, give him a show in a 50-over game,
And I think the key as well is their coach in Dylan Sandigiragota. He's a pretty key wicket too. I noticed he played for, obviously, Launceston last year, and I think he scored 100 off about 50 balls there at one stage.
So he
can play.
Yeah.
Again, if you get him and Greg together in the middle, then sort of see what happens.
Yeah. Westbury hosting La Trobe tomorrow.
Yep, so I think Maddie summed it up pretty well in the paper today around that they did a lot of things right, but they probably did a few things wrong as well. So they'll be looking for some improvement, no doubt. And last weekend was a game of cricket. It was round one. It was their first sit-out outside, and we can acknowledge that. So James Westcombe comes into their middle order. I think he's a pretty key piece to their puzzle. To be honest, with him in there next week, they look totally different again. So I think he's a massive boost to that lineup. Maddie's doing a terrific job. Him and Tim Moore at the helm over there. So I think they're on the right path, and they'll be looking just to get some improvement out of their guys with the batting, especially to assist Weeksy and hopefully put a competitive score on the board.
All right, so that's first grade Saturday. Second grade play on Sunday again. 10:30 start for all games I see here. So they're 50-over games?
This week's back to your 50-over cricket on Sunday. So obviously that Sunday fixturing's just around ground availability.
Yeah, right. Okay, so second grade on Sunday, we've got Ulverston hosting Burnie, Sheffield hosting Devonport, and Wynyard hosting La Trobe in second grade Sunday. Oh, by the way, back to first grade. Forgot to mention, I think Devonport have the bye this weekend in first grade. Yeah,
just on first grade as well. Cricket Northwest are streaming games now live.
Yeah.
And so to find that, jump on social media, go to the Cricket Northwest page, you'll be able to find the link. So this weekend, I think Sheffield and Riverside have the stream, and then it will change each week. So we're basically putting on show a game per week until the stage where hopefully it might lead to perhaps clubs just getting their own sort of kit, and then all games are streamed on the Northwest Coast, which is great exposure for Northwest cricket.
Absolutely. All right, mate, thanks for that. I hope you get some cricket tomorrow.
No worries. Just lastly as well, the Junior Cricket Pre-Season Gala Day is this Sunday as well.
Oh, okay, right.
Yep, so that's happening this Sunday, 12th, 14th, 16th. So you can have a look on the My Cricket app to have a look where those games are, time slots and all that type of stuff. And just on that, congratulations to Port Sorell Cricket Club, in particular Claude Orlando and his band of helpers at Port Sorell. They've got an under-12 team in our competition this year, which
very good
is absolutely fantastic for cricket on the Northwest Coast.
Yeah, brilliant. All right, mate, thanks for that. Catch
Cheers,
you
mate.
Soon.
Thanks.